Imagine a broken dishwasher leading to a business revelation. When David Meerman Scott's appliance failed, he chose Yale Appliance Plus Lighting, despite higher prices, because they offered something increasingly rare, exceptional service. While competitors focused solely on transactions, Yale created a comprehensive experience, consultative sales, digital warranty storage, flexible scheduling, and real-time delivery updates from drivers stuck in traffic. This simple yet uncommon approach transformed a potentially frustrating experience into a moment of delight that guaranteed future business. This anecdote perfectly captures the central insight of the new rules of sales and service. The internet hasn't just changed marketing, it has fundamentally transformed how we buy and receive service, creating an entirely new playbook for business success. With over 5 billion people instantly connected, we crave humanity in our technology-driven lives. Information about products is available 24/7, publishing content is essentially free, and customers have powerful voices through social networks and review sites. Customer service is no longer a cost center, but a powerful revenue driver. Traditional customer service typically operates reactively, toll-free numbers with recorded messages claiming your call is important while subjecting customers to long waits for script-reading representatives. Executives are often rewarded for cutting service costs rather than enhancing customer satisfaction. This fundamentally misunderstands service's true value, creating repeat business and positive word of mouth that drives growth more effectively than traditional sales efforts. Comprehensive service encompasses three key elements: customer support, both proactive communication and reactive problem solving; complaint handling, turning unhappy customers into advocates; and professional services, installation, training, and usage assistance. The best organizations integrate service into their corporate culture rather than isolating it as a separate department. This culture starts with leadership and requires hiring people who genuinely care about customers. Technology should enhance efficiency without replacing the human touch that customers crave. The traditional sales cycle has fundamentally transformed into a buyer-driven process. When Scott's daughter began receiving countless college recruitment materials in her third year of high school, virtually all this material went straight into the recycling bin. Why? Because she had already been engaged in her own independent buying process for years, researching colleges online since entering high school. By her sophomore year, she had already chosen Columbia College based on its compelling story about its distinctive core curriculum. Today's buyers frequently bypass traditional sales models by researching products independently through blogs, social media, and review sites. Successful salespeople have transformed into information brokers who deliver precisely what buyers need at the right moment. Rather than interrupting and selling, the most effective approach is to educate and inform. The key principle is counterintuitive but powerful. You sell more when you stop selling. We now live in a world where news spreads instantly and communication happens in seconds. The news cycle has compressed from 24 hours to mere seconds, yet many companies still operate at a slower pace. Boeing demonstrated effective real-time communication during their 787 Dreamliner battery crisis in 2013, leveraging digital channels and social media. American Airlines exemplifies this approach with a dedicated 22-person social customer service team, maintaining an impressive 11-minute average response time to customer tweets. Stories are fundamental to human connection and cognitive development. In business, the most compelling narratives typically emerge from founders or leaders, not marketing teams. When customers' personal stories align with a company's narrative, lasting relationships form. People construct their identities through these stories, whether it's identifying as design-conscious Apple users or health-conscious organic shoppers. Human connection remains crucial in customer service. When a furious customer wished Epson staff would burn in hell, social media manager Ron Plouffe's humorous response, "Before I put on my fire-resistant clothing, is there anything I can do to help?" immediately diffused the situation. Organizations must integrate social communications into operations for agile sales and customer service. While startups adapt easily, larger companies often struggle with established processes and mindsets. The modern salesperson has evolved from cold caller to trusted advisor. HubSpot's Mark Roberge now favors hiring management consultants and MBAs over aggressive salespeople, prioritizing business acumen, learning capacity, and social media expertise. Effective organizational storytelling needs conflict, not just success stories. Skip the boring boy-meets-girl format for narratives with tension and resolution. Focus on problem-solving, identify market challenges, and position yourself against the status quo. OpenCycle exemplifies these principles through radical transparency. Co-founders Gerard Vrooman and Andy Kessler maintain direct customer communication, personally responding to inquiries. As Vrooman explains, customers prefer buying $5,000 to $12,000 bikes from owners who help them personally rather than faceless companies. Finding time for social networking resembles exercise. You must make it an important part of your life. Success comes when it becomes routine. Scott mixes up his regimen, typically starting around 4 a.m. while watching recorded late-night shows. Surprisingly, he spends only about 6 hours weekly on social media, approximately the same as exercising. He doesn't consciously find time. He does it in microbursts throughout the day because it's important. Google your name with your employer or school. This is what people do to learn about you. Employers research job applicants, buyers check out salespeople, venture capitalists investigate entrepreneurs seeking funding. Whatever appears constitutes your personal brand. If you're publishing quality content, congratulations on your great personal brand. If you're publishing nothing, you're leaving your brand to others who create content about you. After being fired in 2002, Scott used the traditional outbound approach of sending resumes to contacts, a brutal process. Today, many still use this interruption-based approach, only reaching out on LinkedIn when they need something. Instead, adopt an inbound strategy. Create valuable content that showcases your expertise year-round. Stop thinking like an advertiser and start thinking like a publisher. Build an online presence that hiring managers will discover when seeking someone with your skills. The greatest irony of our hyper-connected digital age is that it has made genuine human connection more valuable than ever. When everyone has access to the same information, the difference maker becomes how you make people feel. The businesses that thrive aren't just technically proficient, they're emotionally intelligent. They understand that behind every click, comment, and purchase is a person seeking not just a product, but an experience that makes them feel valued. Companies struggle when their messaging contradicts established worldviews. The most successful businesses recognize and align with their customers' existing narratives rather than trying to change them. The new rules aren't really about sales techniques or service protocols. They're about recognizing that technology should enhance humanity, not replace it. Your customers don't want to be processed. They want to be understood. They don't want to be sold to. They want to be helped. In this transformed landscape, success belongs to those who can merge digital efficiency with human empathy, who can leverage real-time data while maintaining real human connections. The question isn't whether you'll adapt to these new rules. It's whether you'll embrace them enthusiastically enough to transform not just how you sell, but how you relate to the people you serve.